Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Ray Lankford. Batting third. The first baseman, Mark McGwire. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ron Gant. Batting fifth. The catcher, Eli Marrero. Batting sixth. The right fielder, John Mabry. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Fernando Tatis. Batting eighth. The pitcher, Matt Morris. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Ordaz. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Matt Morris. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Loretta. Batting third. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Jaha. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dave Nilsson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Carl. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Scott Carl. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kelly hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Burnitz. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Ray Lankford, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Lankford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly moves to third. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McGwire takes first base on ball four. Lankford moves to second. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gant hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eli Marrero is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Marrero hits a ball on the ground towards second. Vina scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Loretta takes first base on ball four. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Loretta. The throw from Marrero and he is safe. Loretta steals second. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Zerillo hits a pop-up towards first. McGwire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jaha strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mabry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fernando Tatis, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Tatis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zerillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matt Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris hits a line drive into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Burnett's hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelly scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Nilsson. The throw from Marrero and he is out, Kelly applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Luis Ordaz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ordaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kelly hits a line drive into left field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lankford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lankford hits a fly ball into left field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Matheny strikes out. One out. Scott Carl is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carl hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vina is 0 for 1 in the game. Vina hits a fly ball into right field. Mabry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McGuire hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nilsson. McGuire reaches second base with a double. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gant is 0 for 1 in the game. Gant hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burnett's. Gant reaches second base with a double. McGuire scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Eli Marrero is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Marrero is 0 for 1 in the game. Marrero hits a line drive towards first. Jaha reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mabry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mabry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gant moves to third. Two outs. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tatis is 0 for 1 in the game. Tatis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gant scores. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Matt Morris is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Morris is 0 for 1 in the game. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Loretta is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Cirillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kelly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jaha is 0 for 1 in the game. Jaha takes first base on ball 4. Jeremy Burnetz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Burnetz is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnetz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jaha moves to third. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0 for 1 in the game. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Luis Ordaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ordaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordaz strikes out. 1 out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kelly strikes out. 2 outs. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lankford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lankford hits a pop-up towards short. Loretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nilsson hits a line drive beyond third. Tatis can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matheny is 0 for 1 in the game. Matheny hits a fly ball into left field. Gant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Carl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carl is 0 for 1 in the game. Carl bunts towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Nilsson moves to second. 2 outs. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vina is 0 for 2 in the game. Vina hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gant throws the ball into McGuire, who tags Vina trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Nilsson scores. It's 2-1, Cardinals. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gant is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gant hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eli Marrero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Marrero is 0 for 2 in the game. Marrero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loretta is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Cirillo strikes out. 2 outs. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jaha is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jaha hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mabry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mabry hits a line drive beyond short. Loretta can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tatis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tatis hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Mabry moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Matt Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0 for 2 in the game. Morris bunts towards the mound. Carl fields it and throws to third for the out. Tatis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Luis Ordaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordaz is 0 for 2 in the game. Ordaz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Vina settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. One out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 0 for 2 in the game. Grissom hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kelly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lankford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lankford strikes out. 1 out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. McGuire strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gant is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gant hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Hamilton pinch hits for Mike Matheny. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelly scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Darren Jackson pinch hits for Scott Carl. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kelly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vina is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vina takes first base on ball 4. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Loretta is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Loretta hits a fly ball into right field. Mabry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bobby Hughes now catching. Chad Fox now pitching. Eli Marrero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Marrero is 0 for 3 in the game. Marrero hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cirillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mabry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mabry strikes out. 2 outs. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tatis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tatis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jaha takes first base on ball 4. Jose Valentin pinch runs for John Jaha. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Valentin moves to second. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Grissom is 0 for 3 in the game. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelly scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Valentin moves to third. Burnett moves to second. 2 outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Nilsson is walked intentionally. Bobby Hughes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordaz fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 2, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.